Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Tzadik Beis. And this Daf, the Mishnah goes back to Inyonim. They have to do with Smicha. The Mishnah tells us in Amud Aleph that Kol Korban is Hayochit. Every individual Korban, Tuni Smicha, has to do Smicha. Chutz, except the Chavis of Bechor, Meister, Pesach, every Korban that Yochit brings needs to do Smicha. In Zvachin Daf Ayindal, we spoke about Smicha. And let's go back into it now to understand the idea behind the smicha. Why to have smicha in korbanos? So here's a good place to discuss what is the idea of smicha. What's the depth of smicha? What's the idea of leaning on the korban? So the Rikanti already mentions in Parshas Vayikra, he says, "Kva pirashti tama smicha." I mentioned what smicha is. Where did he explain it? So as the Levush who wrote his footnotes on the Rikanti, he sends us to Parshas Vayetze, this week's Parsha. Parshas Vayetze says that Rachel brings Bilha, says Bilha will come in to be a wife to Yaakov Avinu, and I will be built from her. So says the Rikanti, Lefi hamshacha ve'atzilus she'ata nimshechez v'netzeles al Bilha shivchoso. Whatever influence Bilha will get, ha'ata nimshechez gam kenaleh. It will come to her as well. What is it similar to? Says Rikanti to smicha sa korban, la'atzila la'dover shesoyim chimalov koyach aroy. The same way b'smicha's korban, you have the idea that the korban becomes the extension of the adam. The same way Bila is the extension of Rachel. So korban is a continuation of the adam. How does that happen? Through smicha. In fact, he's leaning on it. In Parshas Vayikra, when he mentions, he says, I spoke about it in Parshas Vayetze. There he adds one more word. He says, "Kulatzil alei chetoy." When a person leans on the korban, he, so to speak, transfers the chet to the korban. And this connects to the Sfasemes. We mentioned already the first part of the Sfasemes earlier in the Masechta. The Sfasemes mentions his grandfather, the Chidush Harim, that springs that the Medrash says, that whenever we do a korban, it reminds us of a Kedas Yitzchak. Why is that so? So he says, because where do we find that a korban replaced an Adam, that a korban stood in as an extension of Adam? That was Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak was Nekat Negevam Yisbech, and then came the Ayil and replaced him. Says the Sfasemes, Ze Inyan Asmicho Bechol Koichoy. That's the idea of Smicho. The Machshavo Rotzun Umoyser Nafshoy. He wants now also, through his machshava, he is moisa himself to go on the mizbech. But I need to do a peula b'mindset. Come and say, here, this korban represents me. How does this korban represent me? Through the smicha. Continues to say, by tefillah, we don't have any more the smicha, so we only have the kavanas aleiv that we have by korbanas. But by korban, there was the maisa as well. The maisa was, I'm transferring myself, I'm connecting myself to the korban. Because the idea is, as the Ramban we mentioned before, is when the korban goes to the Mizbeach, it's in lieu of the Adam. It's as if the Adam is going to the Mizbeach. That's what the Kanti says, the Chet goes to the korban, that's what gets all the Kapara. So in order for the korban to be a continuation of the Adam, you need to do Smicha. Rav Nachman, Breslov, in Likutei Moharan, Chelek Aleph, Torah Chof Hei, he adds another connection, he adds another addition to it. He says, not just Stam, that the Behemoth represents the Adam. But the behemoth represents the bad part of the Adam. Because the behemoth represents what's koyach ha-mendame. You could maybe translate a different word. Is the behemoth is the nefesh. Nefesh ha-bahamis is the lower part of the Adam. When a person has taivis and he goes after his bad traits, he's considered to be going after his behemoth part. So the behemoth represents the bad part of the Adam himself. When a person comes and does smicha, so then all the chatoim, all the bad things that he did, go on the behemo, that's the power of behemo that he has in himself. He calls it koyach ha-mendame, the koyach of imagination, of dimyon. And then you take that behemo, which represents his behemius, and put it in the mizbech, and that's how you break it, that's how you fix it. So this all goes in one ma'alach. The behemo is the representation of the Adam. And how does the behemo become an extension to the Adam? Through smicha. Leaning on the korban connects the korban to the Adam. What still needs Havana, maybe the second stage of this concept, is why in some places you don't have smicha, for example, by women. Women don't have smicha. Why they don't have that connection to the korban? Vod chazon l'moyed to get back to this inyan. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.